मुरलीधरा मन मोहना मधुसूदना कृष्णा.
From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. If you are a Sai devotee and a music lover, then you would surely know the bhajan series titled Bhavanjali, produced by the Sri Satya Sai Media Division under the banner of Sai Blossom. The first in the series was titled Musical Meditation and was released in the year 2009, and today the seventh in the series just got ready for replication and will be on sale for the holy occasion of Guru Purnima. In the studios with us today is Brother Kaustubh Pare, composer, lyricist and singer for the upcoming Bhavanjali album. And Brother Kaustubh joined the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music in the year 2004 for the foundation course and went on to finish his diploma and Kalapurna and is now serving Bhagwan in the capacity of a teacher at Swami's Music College teaching Hindustani vocal music. Dear listeners, all the bhajans that you will hear in this episode are from the upcoming album Bhavanjali 7, exclusively for your listening, which is going to be released for the occasion of Guru Purnima, which falls on the 22nd of July. So here is Brother Kaustubh talking about his tryst with Sai and music. Saram, Brother Kaustubh, and welcome to Love to Love.
Thank you, Chandu Bhai.
Now, so let's start from the very beginning, and the first question to you is obviously is, how did you come to the Sai fold?
I would like to start with a small story. It's about my grandfather first. I will start from there, and that can lead the whole story till the date.
Yes, sure.
You can. My grandfather was a Rama devotee. He used to love Rama so much, and there is a story which the village people used to tell me when I used to go to the particular village where my grandfather lived. I have never seen my grandfather, but the people used to tell me the story about his devotion towards Rama.
So what's the name of your grandfather?
My grandfather's name is Jukal Kishore. And he was a very big man in the village. And because seven villages used to be under his custody, and he used to take care of all the goods of the villages. So during festival time, when any festival, he used to celebrate with full of joy along with the people of villages. Particularly if I talk about Ram Navami, that used to be very popular.
Yes, your grandfather was a great Rama devotee.
Yeah, Rama devotee. So in that particular village, suppose the Rama Navami, my grandfather used to arrange a 7 days Paranam Saptah for Rama. And 7 days continuously he will sit and he will sing the glory of Rama. 24 hours, 7 days. He will not get up, he will only get up for the food and all other necessary things. But continuously he will be singing and chanting Rama's name, and people say that the particular day when Ram Navami takes place, my grandfather will start singing in the night.
What songs would he sing? Is it something Ramayana?
I don't know about the songs.
Yes, okay.
They have not told me about song.
Okay.
But yes, it will be some Rama name or Ram Stuti, which will go on in the fast tempo, and people from nearby villages,
they would gather.
They will gather for the, yes,
yes,
to
okay.
see something is going to happen.
Okay.
Which they told me. So I asked them what used to happen. So they used to tell that for 7 days they will arrange a big jhula for the Ram,
okay.
for the Rama, and there will be a photograph kept on the jhula,
mm-hmm.
and they will decorate with the flowers, and a stage will be made. My grandfather will be sitting in front of the jhula, nearly 5 feet away from the jhula. Of course, there won't be anyone near the jhula. It will be decorated, and people will come and just follow my grandfather, and behind him there will be a queue, and there will be a number of people. They will come and they'll gather there, and they'll sing the glory of Rama, okay, along with my grandfather. And what will happen is, the surprising thing is, it is said that at 12 o'clock sharp in the Ram Navami day, he is born.
Rama was born, okay.
Rama was born. So, before 1 minute.
Yes.
Everybody, all the people from the corner, they will get up and they would like to watch when my grandfather in full bhakti and devotion, he will be singing loudly Rama Stuti, the jhula will start
swinging by itself.
And it will be so faster that somebody is pushing from the behind. So at 12 o'clock sharp.
Okay.
And
okay.
Everybody will be in josh and they'll be dancing and seeing Rama's glory. That event used to take place every year and people will come from all over the villages nearby and watch this.
Every year. On the day of Ram Navami, this would happen.
Yes,
the jhula would actually move by itself.
Yes.
Father is singing.
Yes. So I think from there starts the journey of devotion towards God in my family, I feel. Then it came to my father.
Okay.
My father is a great Shiva devotee.
Okay.
Is a great Shiva devotee. He worships Shiva so much. Means, I would like to say one more story here.
Okay.
Regarding my father.
Yes.
In my place, it used to be a village that time. Now it has converted to town by time and time. So that time, there used to be a very old Shiva temple, which is nearby a small river. So if you want to go to the temple, you need to cross the river and go. But what used to happen in the rainy seasons, there will be a flood.
Okay,
because it's a small river and if it rains heavily, then there is no way you can't find a bridge to cross the river or anything. But when it's not so heavy rain, still you can walk, but there is a water on the bridge. So what they used to do, they will tie the rope from one end to the other end, which goes to temple. So crazy people who really wants to go to the temple and do their puja and all, they will do such things.
They will just catch the rope and walk across.
Walk on the bridge.
When the river is on flood.
Yeah. So much water is there in the river.
Yes.
So what my father used to do, he used to be in the one of them, those crazy people.
crazy for God.
Yes. Yes, of course. And he has promised Shiva that every Monday, at this particular time, I will come to the temple, I will offer my prayers, and I will go back. And when such situations arrives, then when water is flowing 4 feet above the bridge itself, but still the starting point of the rope and ending point of the rope you can find, because it's in the temple and the outside. So my father will catch the rope, he will walk in the on the bridge in that much water where only his neck will be seen.
Wow, okay.
And he will cross the river and he'll go to the temple, he'll offer his prayers and he'll come back. He did without failing for years. So when I used to hear this, and I have seen these things, my father was so, he promised Shiva that I will come. Nothing can stop me. So he was never scared of anything. He just did. And one beautiful thing used to happen in my home. He got a very small plant, a rose plant in my home.
Yes.
And it used to be an orange rose. I don't know, one of his friends or somebody gave him the plant that it produces
orange flower rose.
So the best thing, what was the surprising thing here, every Monday he will pluck one of the means that particular flower, only one rose will come out, the orange color, he will pluck, and within a period of week again the same Monday one more flower will be ready for him to pluck and go and offer to Shiva.
Otherwise, there is no flower
on the plant,
only on Mondays
only
the plant
Monday,
flower.
Yeah. So that we used to feel surprised, but my father knew that it's Shiva himself, means the God himself doing for.
Sure.
Then what used to happen, one day one of the devotees, Sai devotee, in Sai Satcharita, there is a mention of city called Harda.
Okay.
If you have read the Saichar Sacharita, there was a devotee from place called Harda. That time it used to be a small town, now it's a city. So the person who has seen Shirdi Sai Baba, he has got the darshan of our Swami also. He has seen Shirdi Sai Baba also, and
also Swami.
Also Swami, and then he died.
Okay.
But he has narrated to his sons that the Satya Sai Baba, Shri Satya Sai Baba is avatar of Shirdi Sai Baba.
Okay.
So that those sons, one of them is a very close friend to my father. And then they told ki, oh, do you know about Satya Sai Baba? My father told, no, I have never heard about him. So he told, oh, he is Shiva avatara, he is Shiv Shakti avatara. When my father heard that, my father told, oh, if it is like that, then I have got my Shiva in the form.
And I should go and see him.
I should go and have his darshan. When he came to know, within a month, we came to Puttaparthi. Somehow we reached Puttaparthi.
When was it? Which year was it?
I think it was 1994.
Okay. And how old were you then? You were...
I was 10 year old.
10 year old,
yeah,
okay.
9 to 10 year
yes.
old. So we landed in Puttaparthi. Somehow somebody guided that you should sit here in the Sai Kulwant Hall. I remember there was Sai Kulwant Hall was made half construction was
okay.
over half.
Yes,
I think half.
It wasn't fully constructed.
Yeah, yeah, and there was a sign. How much ever I remember,
yes,
I think
okay.
my memory, whatever I know. And then somebody told you should sit there. Swami will go there and talk for sure. And if you sit in that corner, Swami will move from there, and you can have his pad namaskar. If you sit in that corner or in that particular line, Swami will look at you and smile.
Okay.
So those points were caught by all devotees. They will run and sit there after getting their token number in line number, whatever number you get. So we also stood, we sat in the line by 3 o'clock in the night, or 2 o'clock you say.
Early morning,
the 2 o'clock.
Okay.
There is to line will be forming. So, my father got, I think, second number in the line, and I was also along with him. Then he told me, see, I will sit in this particular place, you go and better sit there. Because I was carrying one plate with Swami's padukas,
okay,
padukas photograph
okay.
to be blessed by him. And then suddenly what happens, I have observed, Swami was coming for the darshan, and he went in front of my father. My father was in second or third row. Third row. He stood there. He suddenly pointed out on my father, at my father. He was pointing out at my father and he was telling, get up.
Okay.
In same manner. Means I could only see the expressions, what he's doing. So he would ask him to get up. And my father was kneeling down and doing pranams to Swami. Suddenly Swami moved behind and called for someone.
Okay.
In those days, people used to say that photography was not allowed. Means nobody can capture Swami's photo. Or there used to be a particular person who can capture the Swami's photograph. Swami suddenly looked at behind and called for the photographer, and Swami told, hey, call the photographer and take my picture with this particular person.
Okay.
Where my father was standing. My father was shocked.
And that was the first time your father had come
yes.
to Puttaparthi.
And what is happening actually? My father couldn't understand anything because the language Swami might be speaking in Telugu only,
yes,
of course.
Okay.
So my father was just kneeling down and seeing Swami. Things are happening. Photographer comes and clicks the photograph and then he goes away. Swami smiles at my father. My father just does pranam from the far because he's in third row. And then Swami moves. Swami moves and he takes a round and comes in front of me where I'm sitting. He sees the photograph which I'm carrying and he blesses the photograph. And suddenly he started moving his hand, waving his hand. And I see the vibhuti appearing in his hand. He asked me to take out my hand and take the vibhuti. So I took the vibhuti. I was surprised. Now I was surprised what to do with the vibhuti.
Okay.
Because people are around, those times they will snatch away. Means they also want to
yes.
take and they'll start telling, hey, give me little. All those things will happen. So I didn't know what to do with that. I looked at my father. my father was showing me hand from there. I mean, he was telling me, eat it and apply on your throat.
Okay.
So I told, okay. So I just ate full vibhuti and applied on my throat. It was a dark yellow color vibhuti and very taste was bitter. I have never had like that vibhuti.
Saran Brother Kaustubh and welcome to Love to Love.
Thank you, Chandu Bhai. So my father was just kneeling down and seeing Swami. Things are happening. Photographer comes and clicks the photograph and then he goes away. Swami smiles at my father. My father just does pranam from the far because he's in third row. And then Swami moves. Swami moves and he takes a round and comes in front of me where I am sitting. He sees the photograph which I am carrying and he blesses the photograph. And suddenly he started moving his hand, waving his hand. And I see the vibhuti appearing in his hand. He asked me to take out my hand and take the vibhuti. So I took the vibhuti. I was surprised. Now I was surprised what to do with the vibhuti.
Okay.
Because people are around, those times they will snatch away. Means they also want to take and they will start saying, hey, give me little. All those things will happen. So I didn't know what to do with that. I looked at my father. My father was showing me hand from there. I mean, he was telling me, eat it and apply on your throat.
Okay.
So I told, okay. So I just ate full vibhuti and applied on my throat. It was a dark yellow color vibhuti and very taste was bitter. I have never had like that vibhuti. But he knows for what it is. And then Swami moved away. That was a first interaction with Swami, I guess, whatever I remember, yes, that was like that. So it was very beautiful. And after that time, we started coming to Puttaparthi for Seva. My father used to do Seva, I used to do Seva, mother used to do Seva, and whole family used to come every year for Seva. We came for Seva, I think, nearly 6 years. And I had a dream that Swami, like everyone, each and every boy or girl wants to be Swami's student.
Student, yes.
So I also prayed to Swami, please, I want to be your student. And I know I am very much duffer in studies. I can't do studying. But yes, I can be a music college student. That time, nearly in 2001, music college has come up.
Yes.
And I heard about it. And I wanted to be a Sai student, so I prayed, Swami, I want to be your student, and that used to be my prayer.
He Giridhari Gopala.
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला केशव माधव गोपाला
केशव माधव
केशव माधव गोपाला
केशव माधव गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नवनीत छोरा गोपाला
गोपाला
नवनीत छोरा गोपाला
नवनीत छोरा गोपाला
अंतर्यामी गोपाला दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
केशव माधव गोपाला
केशव माधव गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नंद मुकुंदा गोपाला
नवनीत चोरा गोपाला
नवनीत चोरा गोपाला
अंतर्यामी गोपाला
अंतर्यामी गोपाला
हृदय विहारी गोपाला
हृदय विहारी गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे मुरली वाले दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
आओ प्यारे दर्शन दो प्रभु गोपाला
हे गिरिधारी गोपाला
Chandu Vijay and you're listening to Love to Love. The bhajan that you just heard is from the upcoming album Bhavanjali 7 and today we are in conversation with brother Kaustubh Pare who is the music composer and lyricist of the same album. Now before we come to you joining the music college,
okay.
I think I would go back a little bit
okay.
and ask when did you get involved with music? You know, your grandfather was, of course, who used to sing for Rama.
Yes, yes, correct.
He used to have these saptahas where he would sing for a week, 24 hours a day.
Okay.
And your family is, of course, very blessed and your father was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And the first darshan you got of Swami,
yes.
Swami blessed your father with a photograph and with vibhuti.
Yes.
So, in the middle of all this, when did you get involved with music?
I must say, my musical journey starts... I think when we had Swami's darshan, first darshan, and after having darshan, I went back, and we were so much involved in Sai Samitis, doing bhajan, singing bhajans, doing sevas, Narayan sevas, hospital sevas, because my father involved himself so much in Swami's mission that he has to do only that now. His goal of life was that. And I should say, I must confess here that he is the first person who has pushed me into the music.
Okay.
He is the one who was behind me. You better learn music. You can do something only in music.
Okay.
I can see something in something in you, which you can be better man in music.
Means your father saw a potential in you.
Yeah.
In terms of music,
yes,
that you could become a great musician.
And
in the future.
You push me, and I should say, Swami. I used to say, my father, what? I will not. I can't sing songs and all. I can't be a singer or I can't be a musician. Let me. And I used to be a big fan of cricket those times.
Okay.
I used to play so much cricket. I'll run away from home, play cricket. like anything. And my father, he has decided that he will not leave me, so he used to run behind me till the ground. He'll come and he'll find me on the ground. He'll get back, he'll get me back to the home. He will take all my cricket bats and stumps and he'll burn it, all those things.
Okay.
Because he used to tell, no, you can do something only in music. And then he will, catch me and take me in one particular room where he will make me sit and he'll ask me to sing Om Tat Sat Shri Narayan Tu. That I think nobody might have sung every day. If also you count in your life, I have sung means lakhs of time that every day for 1.5 hour, 2 hours, the same song he'll make me sing. You know, you sing this, and I'll keep singing Om Tat Sat Shri Narayan Tu.
So your musical initiation actually happened through the Sarvadharma prayer, or Swami Sarvadharma prayer.
Yeah, you can say that actually. Yes, because, I think that was also there.
Yes.
And then some few bhajans, very few bhajans. Shirdi Sai Dwarika Mai Prashanti Vasa Sai Ram. This bhajan my father taught me first. And first time I sang in the Samiti also. And my father used to take a small dholak, which is called Nal.
Uh-huh.
And without knowing anything, any beat, but he has some sense of playing something, he used to just start playing with me and we used to sing for hours and hours in that room. He won't let me go out. I think that converted my mind and diverted my mind towards music.
So that really laid the foundation for you to become a good musician.
Yes, he told. And then I have no knowledge of so-called Hindustani classical music, Carnatic classical music, or rock, jazz, or anything. I only used to sing bhajans. Only Sai bhajans. My father used to teach that, pick up this bhajan, come, we'll go in Samiti, today you sing this bhajan. And people used to say that, oh, this boy sings good.
Okay.
So they will ask me, hey, you sing this bhajan, you sing that bhajan, you sing this bhajan. So that was my musical journey, where I used to sing only bhajans.
Yes, okay.
And yes, of course, my grandfather's harmonium, which he used to play in those times, that my father preserved very nicely. And one day he gave me, see, this your grandfather used to play. It's so divine harmonium. Use it very carefully. You will surely, you will be blessed by Swami in musical terms, and this harmonium will help you. But every day you need to do bass practice. Without having any knowledge of music, my father used to tell me, no, get up in the morning and do bass practice, which is in Hindi we say kharaj riyaj.
So just for the sake of the listeners who may not know what exactly is bass practice, could you demonstrate that?
Yeah, I will tell you. Suppose I sing sa sa. So every day in the morning I will sing each note for 15 to 20 minutes sa. Then I'll go after 20 minutes to knee. Then I'll go to somewhere down on dha. Like that, each note I will sing for 20 minutes. It will take around 2 hours me to finish. I didn't know anything else to do. Means I have nothing to do other than this, because my father taught me only this. What is raga, what is akaram, ukaram, what is alankas, what is... I have no idea of
what was it.
Yeah.
Okay, the question I would ask is, this seems like not such an interesting kind of practice, where you would stand in one note for like close to 15 minutes.
Yes.
So when you were doing it that time, was it interesting to you, or was it boring but you still forced yourself to do it?
No. It was interesting. Why? Because if you attend one of any class of mine in the college, I say to my students also, I teach them, bass practice is must for any musician. Especially for the singers, yes, of course, for the singers, it's must. You should do it, because bass, yes, it's said, no, basement should be
very strong.
Then you
also,
can build
a... Also, I think it improves in stabilizing your voice better, because you're actually standing in a note for a very long time.
Yes.
So, how did you know, I mean, when you were that young and you had absolutely no musical knowledge then, how did you know that this practice, bass practice, was so important to you?
Yes. What I used to do every morning, I will do for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. For years I have done this. without knowing anything, because I have to do this, because yes, my father yes. told. So morning I will do that, and evening there will be bhajan session,
yes.
or somebody coming at home,
yes.
some Sai devotee, and they will ask me to sing.
Yes.
And when I used to sing, I used to feel so comfortable.
Okay.
My voice used to be open,
yes.
my voice used to be sweet, and some kind of attraction in the voice. People just so I used to think no. What I'm doing is correct, and what my father has told, he might have learned or known from somebody. So I just blindly followed that. I don't know. I will follow and I will do it. So continuously I did it for 3 years. I think 3-4 years without knowing anything. And that's what that there. And I finished my graduation. And I studied BCom, and I think somehow I got the average marks of 50,
mm-hmm.
50% in whole 3 years. My father was worried that I should somehow pass the exam.
Okay.
So I should have a graduation degree at least. Somehow I did it. By some grace, I could write something, I get the result, and my father was very happy. Then he told, okay, now you have to start the new life in music. You have studied enough, how much ever you can. So I thought, okay, father, what to do? He told, you have to try out in Swami's college. We will pray to Swami because he has to show mercy upon us, and we have to get admission in Swami's college. So I told, yes, father, I will apply. I applied here. But what has happened was, I got the form, there was written that there is a foundation course 2 years, then diploma course 3 years. So I told, okay, let's go for diploma because I sing bhajans nicely.
Okay.
So
yes.
I surely am going to get in diploma. Why to go for foundation again, Saregama? And yes, of course, I would like to say here that, yes, when I used to do bass practice at my home, my father has got some of the books
mm-hmm.
regarding Sangeet, regarding music, that you do this so your throat will be good, or you learn ragas in that manner. And there was a book so-called, you can learn harmonium in 30 days.
But did it happen? Did you learn harmonium in 30 days?
It can never happen. It can never happen. It's only for sale, those books.
Okay.
So I used to read. If I open the book where the ragas are described, but mm-hmm. I can't get anything. Somebody should be there to teach me that, yeah, what Yaman rag is, what Komal and what Tivra and what the notes, major, minor, all that. So I used to just play the keys. Yes, of course, my father has taught that Sare Gama Padha Nisa is this. You better do only bass practice.
Mm-hmm.
That will improve everything. So I did that, and you know that much knowledge I got, and I applied here. When I came to Puttaparthi, I saw boys along with me who are going to write the exam. They're coming here from 3 years, 4 years to get admission.
Oh, they've been trying?
They've been trying.
Okay.
3 years, 4 years
yes.
in Madanam, in
okay.
Carnatic music. When I heard this, I told God,
it's going to be
impossible now.
Yes.
Well, I have nothing to show you. No musical knowledge, and I have applied that too. I have applied for a diploma course, not even foundation, mm-hmm. where they can consider me to be a student.
Yes, yes.
I prayed like anything, okay. And those times in my interview time, my parents, no one has come actually.
You came alone?
I came all alone. My father told nobody, no worry, Swami will take care of everything. I'm sending with faith that no, Swami is there throughout the journey. I told, yes, father, I will go. I came all alone here, had this experience of boys, how many times they have come and faced the interviews. So I called up my father and told, father, Papaji, it seems to be difficult.
Okay.
Means there are boys who have already faced so many interviews, so many years they've been trying, but they have not got. My father told, no worries. I am praying, you pray, everybody is praying for you, everything will happen for good. So I thought, okay, father. That time, I remember Swami was in Vrindavan, and I came for here for examination. They called me for the interview, I went inside and they asked me, okay, Suchan Tambura. Suchanda Tanpura. So I just started searching everywhere, which is called Tanpura.
So before you came here, you had absolutely no idea of formal training.
No idea.
Music. You had no idea of instruments.
Yes, I have seen only harmonium.
All you knew were bhajans.
Yeah, bhajans.
It is actually very difficult to believe from what you are now. I find it very difficult to believe that before you joined the music college.
Yes.
After your graduation. It is not like you joined music college when you were a kid.
Yes.
And you picked up all this after.
Yes, by His grace, of course. And so here I would like to continue that I went for the interview. I entered. Teacher asked me to switch on the tanpura, and I told sir, actually I was searching for the tanpura, which is one. There was a sitar, there was one manual tanpura, there was electronic tanpura, there was a veena, and all those instruments. So I then sir could judge that I am not able to find what he's asking for. So he only told me, see, that is called tanpura. You know that? I told, no sir, I don't know.
Okay.
He told, okay, just turn the button and it will be on. So I just switched on, and he asked me, okay, sing. Do you know any ragas? Any raga you can sing? I told, no sir, I have heard of rag Yaman. I read in book, so I know.
Yes.
There is rag Yaman.
Okay.
Can you sing it? So I told, sir, not that good. I have read the notes. I can only try out. Oh, do you know any bhajan? He just turned towards bhajan. As if I could feel that, Swami, you have to save me somehow. You have to cover the everything that he should accept me as a, he should give me the seat. That's all was there in my mind.
So Swami prodded him in the right direction. Swami
I told, okay, you know bhajan? Sing. I sang bhajan. That was beautiful, of course, because I have been singing only that.
Yes, yes.
So I sang the bhajan, and he told, and he himself asked me, see, you are not eligible for diploma, but if you don't mind, we can give you in foundation. You can start from the scratch and you can learn the music. I was so happy. I told, yes, you give me. I want. And I got the admission for foundation course. And then after, I joined the music college.
Of course, then the rest is history.
Yes.
रघुकुल भूषण राजीव लोचन प्रेमामया भगवान
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 पार उतारो नैया मोरी
पार उतारो नैया मोरी
पार उतारो नैया मोरी
तुम
केवट केरा
तुम केवट
केवट के राम
तुम केवट के राम
शबरी को तुम पार उतारे
शबरी को तुम पार उतारे
शबरी को तुम
पार उतारे
गुरुकुलभूषण राजीवलोचन प्रेममया भगवान गुरुकुलभूषण राजीवलोचन प्रेममया भगवान पारो तारो नैया मोरी केवट के राम तुम केवट के राम शबरी को तुम पार उतारे अहल्यो धारक भूषण राजीव लोचन प्रेममया भगवान
The bhajan that you just heard is from the upcoming album Bhavanjali 7 and today we are in conversation with brother Kaustubh Pare who is the music composer and lyricist of the same album and he is talking to us about his tryst with Sai and music. Now, so you joined the music college and then you started formally learning your music.
Yes.
So after you joined the music college, when was the first time Swami interacted with you physically, you know, Swami spoke to you something.
Okay. I must say, as a student, when we get opportunity, we always run to sit front or hold the letter that Swami should pay attention towards us and he should call us and we will offer the letter and we will give the letter and he will talk to us. In the same way, I also found when I used to sit in the line and see that everybody is holding the white color paper in the hand, then how you will catch Swami's attention? So what I used to do, I asked my father, please give me all the marriage cards which used to be there at my
marriage
home.
Marriage invitation card.
Yes. Which has a nice Ganesh Ganpati,
yes,
which colorful.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
So I asked my father to send all those. He sent for me. I tore the middle part where the invitation will be written.
Mm-hmm.
I will stick my own letter in the middle and then I'll show to Swami. Every day I'll do the same.
Yes.
Swami will look at the card and he will surely I felt that he's going to think, oh, some marriage is going to take place with at this boy's place or with whatever.
Okay.
Yes. And then he will call me.
Yes.
He will show the finger and I'll get up. And then it happened first time, then he looked at me and he called me. I went with the card and he asked me, are you getting married? Whose marriage?
Okay.
So I just opened the card.
Yes.
And I showed Swami, it's not marriage card, it's my letter. There, first time when I heard his voice speaking
that
to me.
That is the first time Swami spoke to you.
And I felt so nice. Whatever I wanted, however I wanted his attention, he he did, and he called me and he spoke to me. That was the first time formally, normally he spoke to me,
yes,
I should
yes,
say.
Yes.
Then I remember after joining music college, within 3 months I sang before Swami in one particular music college program.
Okay.
I sang one song.
Mm-hmm.
After 3 months again we had some more programs. Then means there used to be programs those days every day. Swami
yeah.
wanted some program to happen
yes,
in Kulwant
yes.
Hall.
I remember there was a stretch of few years
yeah.
when every day there
yes,
was a program
yes,
by
yes,
the students.
Yes, Swami will keep
yes.
asking which program is ready today. So Warden used to ask us, Warden sir used to ask us that be ready. Anytime Swami will ask for program, if you boys are ready, music college boys with songs, I will tell Swami yes, music college boys are ready. So it happened 3 times in that particular year,
okay.
in my first year.
Yes.
And Swami gave opportunity for all of us to sing 3 times in that particular hall. Then I remember is in 2005, 13 March,
mm-hmm.
That evening Swami came out from the interview room and asked Warden, what program is ready today?
Okay.
And Warden knew that music college boys are ever ready, so they are ready with the program. So Warden just, he spoke to Swami, yes Swami, music college boys are ready, they can present the program with bouquet of songs. Swami said, okay, let it happen now. I mean, it should happen now. Swami came out, sat on the chair, and we all sat in front of him, and we started singing the songs. I prepared nearly 9 to 10 songs. All other boys also might be ready with other songs. I don't know about them. But I sang nearly 5 to 6 solo songs in that particular evening.
Okay.
In that particular program. And that time I remember I think Hindi people, I mean I should say from North India, who understands Hindi very well, those people were more in the Kulwant Hall.
Okay.
So when I was singing Hindi songs, they were understanding, they were connecting to Swami easily.
Yes. Those people could understand the lyrics because
yes.
you are singing Hindi
yes,
songs.
Yes, I sang Tulsidas song, Meera song, Kabir song, all those used to have a philosophy which can connect you to Swami very well.
So yeah. it was not just the lyrics, since they were all songs by these saints, I'm sure
okay.
those people also knew these songs.
Yeah, yeah they
so
will
they
be
could
knowing.
Connect
yes, yes,
with
yes.
these songs much
yes,
very
yes.
easier compared
yes,
to other
yes.
people.
That was easy for them to connect yes. with Swami. So, and as soon as I finish my song, they will clap. And
okay,
it used
yes,
to be
yes.
heavy clap in Kulwant Hall.
Okay.
And after finishing the program, Swami was happy, he took aarti and he went back to his home. Then, I just got up, I took my instruments, and we were going back. So many people came to me and told, wow, you sang so beautifully, your voice is so good, mm-hmm. you have so much bhava in your voice, and they pumped me like anything.
Okay.
I felt, oh God, I have won everyone. I have won hearts of many people here,
yes.
many devotees. So I felt so happy. I went back to hostel, their warden sir told, wow, keep it up, keep practicing, you sang very well, and all other teachers. So I was highlighted very much in the hostel also. Then next day, when we came back to Mandir, and that was a day when I got selected for bhajan group, to
okay.
sing bhajan in front of Swami. And so that when I got selected to sing bhajan in front of Swami in bhajan group, I have to sit inside the bhajan hall
yes.
that particular day.
Mm-hmm.
But Swami came for the darshan and directly he went to outside. There he sat and started searching for those boys who sang yesterday.
Okay.
I mean to say, he was searching for all of us.
Yes,
we
yes.
sang the previous day,
yes.
the nice all saint, all devotional songs. And Swami was searching, he called the tabla brother, his name is Abhishek Narayan Acharya, who works in Radio Sai
yes,
only.
Yes.
And he asked him also, did you sing?
Okay.
Because I think he similarly, he looks like me only. So Swami might be thinking that he also sang, means he was expecting me, or I think, because he was telling me that Swami asked me that I sang, then I told, no Swami, I played tabla. He told, oh, okay, good, nice.
Okay.
Then he called for other boys. Then you sang this, then one boy told, yes Swami, I sang this bhajan. Mm-hmm. One other boy told, yes Swami, I sang one bhajan, one song. Then that happened. And time was for bhajans. Bhajan started, I was in bhajan hall, I sat for bhajans inside. Then Swami came inside and said and gave me a very beautiful smile. But I couldn't understand why he's smiling so lovingly towards me.
Mm-hmm.
Later on when bhajans got over, aarti happened, Swami went back. Then they told, hey, Swami called out, Swami came outside, no, he sang. And he called all the boys who sang yesterday. I told, oh God, I missed, man. I missed the opportunity. Then I understood, no, but he smiled at me.
Yes.
He could recognize that I also sang yesterday.
Yes.
That was the time I felt so happy. I told, but there was something sad feeling in my heart. Oh, yeah, I would have talked with Swami little bit at least.
Yes.
I told, okay. Then we went back to hostel. And, next day again, when we came for darshan, Swami directly went inside the bhajan hall. We all were sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami called, sent one of the boys and told that call all the boys who sang day for yesterday, means the previous program which happened in Mandir. So we all went then inside, and along with me, four singers were there, one tabla and nal and harmonium players. We all went together to Swami. Then Swami started asking lovingly to everyone, you sang bhajan? So one boy told, yes, Swami, I sang one bhajan. You also sang? Yes, he sang. Then I was little behind. Then he looked at me and said, you also sang? So I just came forward and I wanted to pour out those feelings that, yes, Swami, I sang six songs. Those were liked by everyone. That feeling was just, I was feeling that somehow I should tell, and Swami should recognize that. Swami should tell from his own, means he should appreciate.
He wanted Swami to appreciate.
Yes, me.
Yes.
So I told Swami, I sang six bhajans. I sang Kabir Das song. I sang Meera bhajan. I sang Tulsi Das bhajan. I sang Ray Das bhajan, Swami. I started telling everything of that. But there was one sentence came from his mouth. He told me, you sang, but your voice is very bad.
Exactly the opposite what everybody told you, that your voice is very bad.
Means I was shattered. I thought, what I'm hearing actually.
Yes.
Yesterday there was a time when everybody was praising me like anything, that you sang so good, your voice is melodious, your voice is so sweet. And the same person whom I wanted to win, he's telling me that you sang very bad. Your voice is very bad. So I was just taken aback and I told, okay, there is no other way. Just listen.
Yes.
I started praying inside my heart, Swami. I mean, okay, there is nothing to do that in that moment. I could hear only that my voice is very bad. Then he told, okay, don't worry, keep practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So that day, I decided, he's the one who should tell me that, yes, you sing good, or how I am supposed to sing and what is music. What music is and how divine is the music. Because he is Saraswati himself.
Yes.
He is a goddess Saraswati. He is a god of music. Once he says that is true, that is the truth. So I accepted. Yes, I would have sung very bad. My voice is very bad. But he told me to practice, and I will start today onwards. There started the love for music, the real love for music, and I started practicing.
So this was also the time when the Meera group came together.
Yes. Oh, there is a beautiful story I would like to say here.
Sure.
I have already mentioned once in one of the interviews here.
Yes.
But again, I would like to say that in that particular program, then Swami asked me about one of the very famous song. That is a Meera song. He should tell, do you know? Pyare Darshan Dijo Aay. So I was wondering, I have never heard of these lines. I knew few songs of Meera, but not this particular. Mm-hmm. So I told Swami, no Swami, I don't know. He became furious. He just showed his hand to me as if he's going to slap on my face, that how can you say no? You should know this bhajan, this song. That was showing me in that way. I was taking that way. I got scared. Then he told, you must learn this song. So, and suddenly from my heart also it came out. I also told her, yes Swami, today only I will learn and I'll show you tomorrow.
Okay.
And then Swami was very happy. Good boy. And he gave me Pad Namaskar and I sat back. I went back to hostel. I started thinking what I have spoken. I don't know what is a song, what are the lyrics, where I'll find, who is to sing, why Swami knows, how Swami knows this song. Then I started searching for the song. I started talking to the old friends and all the musical friends. What about this song? Where Swami heard? Who is to sing? Then they told that Mrs. Subbulakshmi, who was a Carnatic singer, great devotee of Swami.
Yes.
She used to sing this song for Swami.
Okay.
And Swami will follow each and every word of the song along with her. She will sing, Swami will be singing along with her. When I heard this in hostel, I told, oh, I should pick up this song somehow. But I couldn't find the recording.
Okay, yes.
I could get the lyrics. So what I did, next day morning I went to my college and I requested my madam, Shekumundi Mundukar. She used to teach me Hindustani music. I requested madam, saw me yesterday, he asked me about one particular song. I could arrange the lyrics, but I don't know the tune. What we will do, please help me out and we will tune it today somehow. We'll get the song in some shape that it should sound in some tune, and Swami should say something about the tune, or Swami should not be angry that, oh, I didn't do anything. So madam told, yes, of course we'll do. So we both sat and we did some tuning to the lyrics, and somehow I got the shape of song. Some kind of, in that particular evening again Swami called us and he asked me, did you learn the song? Then proudly I said, yes Swami, because I have done something to the song.
Yes.
Yes Swami, I have done something. He told, okay, show me. So there was a tune I would like to show the tune.
Yes, sure,
and
sure.
Which was like,
Darshan de jo aaye प्यारे दर्शन दे जो तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे तुम बिन रहो ना जाए प्यारे दर्शन दे जो प्यारे दर्शन दे जो
दिस व्हाट आई एम सिंगिंग इज अ पॉलिश version which Swami has polished for months and months. Then I got this particular tune, but when the first time I showed, it was,
yes,
in some different shape.
Okay.
But Swami was so lovingly, he told me he had the tune, but he couldn't recognize that particular tune which Subbulakshmi used to sing for Swami.
Yes.
I was telling, no, this is not the one.
Okay.
So I was wondering, yeah, I know this is not the one which you expected, but I have somehow tuned it, Swami, so please accept it. But very lovingly told, okay, good, but you need to practice more, then it will be sounding good. I told, yes, Swami. Thereafter, every day I used to show this bhajan to him, and he used to refine it, retune it, that this word should be spoken in that way, kamal should be kaval, and this word should be in particular way, you should sing in that way. In this way, he polished the song, and after some months, I should say 6 months or 7 months, song came in a particular form, which sounds very good.
Of course, it is. I still consider it as your masterpiece.
Yes,
even though you sang it so many times, close to 100 times in front of Swami.
Yes.
Still, I would say that I never felt it boring.
Yes.
And of course, now you're saying that Swami himself polished the song physically.
Yes.
So I can see that why the song is so divine.
Yes.
So now, for the sake of the audience, could you sing the song right from the beginning with that alap that you generally used to sing?
Surely.
Did you add this alap later? Or?
Yes, later only. That's what Swami polished it.
Okay.
I tuned this bhajan with the help of my madam. Then I thought, you know, something should be there in the beginning. So it's a Krishna song, Meera, and meaning says that Meera wants Krishna to give darshan to her. So I told, okay, let's have a alap where Meera says Krishna, 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 and then song start with that, please come and give darshan to me. So I have put one alap also,
yes,
in this.
Very well. So if you could sing that, it'll be amazing.
Surely.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. 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 Darshan de cho a pyare darshan de cho a tum bin rayo na jaye pyare tum bin rayo na jaye pyare darshan de cho a pyare darshan de cho a jal bin kamal chand bin rajni aise tum dekhya bin sajni आकुल व्याकुल फिरु रैन दिना बिरह कले जोखा बिरह कले जोखा प्यारे दर्शन दी जोआ प्यारे दर्शन दे चोआ.
So this was your first composition, right?
Yes,
this was the first song your composer was
forming.
This is the
first attempt for making a composition. Yes,
yes,
to make a beautiful song for Swami.
So beautiful, and in the sense, and that too, you did it in your first year of Music Foundation.
Second year
of Music,
yes,
Foundation.
Yes.
So when you joined the Music Foundation course here, you had absolutely no idea of music.
Correct.
Other than that, you just used to sing bhajans.
Correct.
And then after joining, within 1 year, you could compose such a beautiful song.
Yes.
And of course, now you have composed many more very, very heartwarming, beautiful bhajans, which can make us all connect to Swami very easily. So the question that I would ask is, how do you compose? Is it that you compose the tune first, add the lyrics later, or you read the lyrics first, you sit at the harmonium and compose the tune later? How do you do it?
No, it's not exactly that. One of the teachers in our institute, I have heard from him. One day I was talking to him because he is a very good composer. And I asked him, sir, how do you compose?
Yes.
How could you get such nice tunes for the bhajans or for the songs or for anything? For the,
yes.
Sir told me, oh, nothing. I don't do anything. I just sit next to his photograph and I keep begging or keep praying to Swami. Swami, please give. Please give me good composition.
Okay.
Then only I can get. It's nothing
yes.
that I can do my own. So that touched my heart. I told him, yes, that is a way to pray, to ask him to give something or anything, and he gives. From that day onwards, I started doing the same thing.
For every song you compose,
for
you
each and every bhajan, yes,
you ask Swami.
I do that.
Then
I keep praying to Swami. I sit in front of him and I say, Swami, please give me some beautiful composition that should help me also, because I am connected to that,
yes.
and other people, other devotees, to get connected to you directly, because I can do only in this form something as a seva to this to humanity or this to society exactly.
Yes, beautiful. So that is how you compose all your songs.
Yeah,
you sit to the harmonium, you pray to Swami, and then you just let the music flow through you.
Yeah, let the music flow, and I keep playing on the keys of harmonium, and suddenly I sing some words of Krishna, or let's say some word of Rama or Sarvdharma, something I'll speak, and that will form in beautiful lines for the bhajan, and there will be a tune. And several times it has so happened that if I walk on the road, if I get up from the sleep and I am doing something, suddenly something strikes in my mind as if somebody is giving some tune into my head, and I take out my phone and I start recording my phone the particular tune. And that will be half, or that will be even a half line for
yes,
the bhajan.
Yes.
But I record in my phone. So that then later on I come to my home or I go to college, I take out the harmonium and I listen to that tune and then I keep playing that tune again and again and then I find and within an hour or within 15 minutes or 20 minutes I can get a beautiful song, beautiful bhajan.
That's very beautiful. Now, you have composed so many bhajans over the past few years. So, are there any specific compositions that help you to connect to Swami more? Or are they all, or all the bhajans? Of course, most of the, you are the one who composed it. So, it will be tough for you to pick. But
okay,
still,
okay,
I would
okay,
ask
okay.
this question.
Yes, I know. Actually, for me, there is, I don't think that this particular bhajan is so close to me. Because each and every composition of mine which is given by him,
yes,
of course. He has given all compositions. So I am directly connected, I think. I cannot give you the names of some composition that this is very close to me. Yes, of course. Some composition has some miracles happen with, I have already discussed and I have talked with you in last interviews. Here I would like to say something regarding how I have got these compositions,
okay.
which is very close to me to get connected to Swami,
yes.
And there are many people, so many devotees who says, who always rings me up or who messages me that we sang one of your compositions today and we felt Swami in our heart and it's very much, it's so nice, it's so sweet, and when I get all those things, I feel that yes, what I used to pray is getting answered now. I would like to share with you here. And it used to be always my prayer to Swami when I used to start sitting for composing the bhajan. I used to pray, Swami, I know I'm going to compose the bhajan and I don't want any kind of fame or prashansa, you say, or wah-wah from people that, oh, Kostub is singing this particular bhajan and Swami is right in front of, he's sitting and he's listening to those compositions.
Mm-hmm.
He has heard some of my compositions were sung before Swami also.
Yes.
But I never wanted, means I never had the intuitions like this that somebody should sing my composition and somebody should come and praise me. Wow, your compositions were sung in front of Swami.
Yes.
I always used to pray Swami. Whenever somebody needs you, when he's not with you, he's away from you, how is going to experience your love and he will have that faith that in your physical absence, you are always close to him and you are in his heart, you are holding him and guiding him. That can happen through music, yes, some extent, yes, with that also. Because people who likes to sing bhajans can get connected faster in this way. So I used to ask, give me the compositions when they would like to feel you. They will feel you after seeing these compositions. They should cry for you and then that tears will get connected to you very easily, and that used to be my prayer. And now I feel that when I see, look back, I have composed nearly 40 to 50 bhajans, which when I sing, I get connected so faster to Swami. I feel him, and there are people who says yes, they also get connected to Swami so easily, and they are in tears when they sing those compositions.
So very true. So Swami has actually answered your prayer.
Yeah.
He gives you those kind of bhajans and
yes,
tunes.
Yes.
Which helps people connect to him very
yes.
easily.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
Madhava Mohana Shama Murari. Madhav Mohan Shyam Murari. Madhav Mohan Shyam Murari. Radha Vallabh
హృదయ విహార
మాధవ మోహన శ్యామ మురారి
మాధవ మోహన శ్యామ
After Love. The bhajan that you just heard is from the upcoming album Bhavanjali 7, and today we are in conversation with Brother Kaustubh, who is a composer and lyricist of the same album, and he's talking to us about his tryst with Sai and music. Now, do you have any new bhajans in line?
Yes. As I told, I used to play Swami Please. So he has showered so many new compositions, which I have already recorded in Radio Sai upcoming Bhavanjali series. And those are new bhajans and very beautifully sung by all our brothers. And here I would like to mention about one bhajan,
yes,
which is, yeah, of course, you were talking about, which is very close.
Yes, okay.
I would like to say this bhajan, why it is close? Because suddenly one day I was sitting in my classroom and I find within 5 minutes I am writing a song, I am tuning the song. I come out and I straight away I just run towards Radio Sai studios where I work with all brothers, and I came to CD Sai Prakash brother who works in Radio Sai. I told, "Bhaiya, I got very beautiful composition, but I want a singer like Hariharan, you say, because I am very fond of Hariharan.
Yes.
His singing, the way he sings, I find devotion in his voice also.
The ghazal singer, Hariharan.
Ghazal singer.
Yes.
Or there should be someone who can justify the bhajan.
Yes.
I can't give to anyone to sing, because it won't touch my heart. And then I think that it should be touched by devotee's heart also.
Yes.
Then I was sharing with the engineer also, Dhananjay brother, I was sharing with him also that, Dhananjay, I got very beautiful composition, something has to be done, who will sing this? And you will not believe, after talking to this next day, after 2 days, one of the singers in, you should say in Tamil movies or Hindi movies, or he is a multi-talented singer. He can sing ghazals, he can sing Hindustani, he can sing Thumri, he can sing Carnatic vocal, he can sing any kind of music with so much melodious voice and so much feeling. His name is Sriram Parthasarathi.
Sriram Parthasarathi, yes, yeah, of course.
His, I have, in my life, if I have witnessed some great musicians, he is one of them. He is amazing singer, and I requested him, sir, will you give your voice for this particular bhajan? And he was in Puttaparthi after very particular day, and I shared with him, and he was ready. Okay. The best part was he liked the composition,
okay,
and I felt, yes, Swami, you have sent him for this particular bhajan, and he sang very beautifully. It's going to come out in the next Bhavanjali 7.
Okay.
And I know that it's going to touch people's heart, because they will get connected towards this, from these bhajans to the Swami.
So the amount of build-up that you're given here, I'm sure listeners are very eager. Which is the bhajan? Could you sing that bhajan?
Of course,
right?
I will. I would like to. I would love to sing this bhajan,
sure,
because I keep singing this bhajan so much.
Hari tum hi jeevan ka darshan, Hari shwas hai, Hari hai man, Hari tum hi, Hari tum hi, Hari ka naam sumirne bande, chhod moh ke ye sab dhande, Hari paas ho ant samay mein, janam maran ke kaate bandhan, Hari tum hi jeevan ka darshan.
Hari tum hai, Hari tum hai. वंदे
हरि ही पास हो अंत समय में
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 जन्म मरण के काट बंधन
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 हर तुम ही हर तुम ही
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 हरि तुम ही जीवन का दर्शन
हरि तुम ही जीवन का दर्शन
हरि ही श्वास है हरि ही है मन
हरि ही श्वास है हरि ही है मन
हरि का नाम सुमिर सब धंधे
छोड़ मोह के ये सब धंधे
हर ही पास हो अंत समय में
हर ही पास हो अंत समय में
जन्म मरण के काटे बंधन
जन्म मरण काटे बंधन
हरि तुम ही हरि तुम ही
हरि तुम ही
हरि
दर्शन